You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
To start off, would you like to introduce yourself?
Absolutely. Hi, everyone. My name is Raya. I am 24. I'm Moroccan Indonesian. Grew up in Indonesia, moved here when I was 9, and I am a singer-songwriter. I feel like I'm on like a dating show right now, just like, long walks on the beach.
Can you like give us your random fact?
A random fact?
About yourself.
I work at a museum.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. But
which
I
section
work at,
of the museum do you work in? Like, is it just like?
Yeah, I don't work at Auckland Museum. I work at MoTat. So it's like,
oh, that's true. A better museum than Auckland Museum.
A lot more fun. A lot of toddlers, like especially school holidays. It's just pretty much a kids club at that point.
Isn't school holidays like now?
Yeah, girl. I am in the midst of it all. Love it.
Oh my gosh. Well,
actually, I just wanted to ask another thing. JC, how did you and Raya meet each other, actually?
Would you like to do it or should I do it?
You do it.
We basically met at the Lord Listening Party last week at Flying Nun. I was doing my rounds from my other job and then I saw you. You guys were having a yarn and I just like, so sorry to interrupt. And then, because you guys were so into it.
We were, yeah.
Was it important?
No, it wasn't important. You know what's so funny? I thought you were trying to cut in line at first. I was like, oh, are these people about to try and cut into line?
What were you going
to
do?
If you would have asked it. You guys looked cool. So I was like, come join the Kiki, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm happy that I bumped into you because we are here.
Exactly. Yeah. You're also a fellow muso. I was like, love it. And he's Pinoy. Love it.
Yes! I'm like, honestly, this is the reason why I love the show so much is because I get to meet artists like yourself. And we get to showcase your artistry in your culture and how rich it is as well.
Yeah. So grateful to be here. Yeah. So thank you for having me.
So, Raya, you have a single coming out this week.
Yes.
Would you like to tell us about it?
Absolutely. I'm coming out with my second song ever. I'm coming out this Wednesday. It's called Merry Go Round. And I pretty much wrote this song like early last year when I was kind of in the depth of like just spiraling and comparing myself to like other people and feeling like I was so behind on life. And like, I felt this like pressure to like chase this like finish line that I don't even know what I was like chasing. And I went and I wrote this song. It came to me really easily because I felt like it was just words that I like needed to hear myself. And it's so interesting because like I feel like a lot of my friends sort of feel the same way. This was sort of like the big topic of conversation at the time. And so yeah, that's how Merry-Go-Round came about. And so it's coming out Wednesday alongside a music video as well.
I was just gonna mention real quick, your teaser is so beautiful.
Oh my god, thank you! There's gonna be another one coming out tonight or tomorrow, I think, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Can we like see it before we wrap up?
Absolutely. I'll show you the music video if you want. It's like pretty much done, but it's like little tweaks. But yes, absolutely. Thank you though.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited because I don't know if you guys know this for the ones that are listening tonight. The visuals are so beautiful. It's like laid out on the beach and the art cover.
Thank you.
It's
oh my
giving,
gosh.
Yes.
Thank you. All of that came literally so last minute. So at first it was just me and my best friend. We like, okay, let's do this. We're going to film with our phones, right? Thank God we didn't. Listen, we had a dream and passion and that's what was going to happen. And then I met my friend's brother, happened to be a videographer, and he was also just graduating. And so we're like, hey, do you want to work on this together? And he didn't happen to be just the most incredible like videographer, photographer. And so he jumped on last minute, took the cover out and also shot the whole music video. And I'm so grateful that we did not use an iPhone to film all of that because it would not look anything like what we see now, you know?
Could you walk us through the process of like how you wrote and recorded that song, maybe?
Yeah, so I wrote that song. Literally, it was literally like a gloomy, rainy day. She was really in the feels that day. And I wanted to kind of reflect on like this really heavy feeling that I feel like I face and I feel like a lot of people in like our 20s feel of feeling this expectation to just like accomplish so much, learn so much. But at the same time, like I was just trying to like survive every day, you know what I mean? And so I was like, okay, I don't know what to do with all of this like feelings that I'm feeling. And so songwriting is a way for me to like process all of that. And so that's how I got into like writing it. And so I wrote the first verse and chorus. And so that's sort of how I usually write. I'll do like the first half and then it inspires what happens after that. And so literally what started it was a loop from GarageBand because I don't fully like play any instruments or like I can do like chicken fingers on the keyboard vibes. So I found, no, literally. And so I found out that like Sabrina's, one of her songs was from GarageBand, like a loop. And
oh,
I was
true.
Like, oh, if Miss Sabrina is getting GarageBand loops, loops, I'm gonna do the same. And so I found this like guitar loop and then wrote over that. And then, yeah, the song came together quite quickly, literally within like 2 days. But then I sort of like held it for like a year. And then I tried it out at like an open mic. And then I was like, okay, this seems really like representing like me right now. It felt just the most like authentically me. And so I decided to further develop it with this producer that I, again, happened to meet at like this random place. Not a random place, it was in my workplace actually. He came in, I gave him free tickets and he was like, let me make a song for you. And I was like, okay. And so that's how Merry-Go-Round came about. And so we started working on all the other instrumentals about beginning of this year. And then we literally just wrapped up like 2 months ago.
My gosh, I'm so lost for words right now because it's how you've described it is very impactful. Because yeah. Again, I feel like songwriting nowadays is very getting that bag mm-hmm. rather than just having your emotions out there.
Yeah, I feel like for me, it's like that's when I feel the most like authentic is I notice is when I'm as vulnerable and emotional as I can be. I think for a long time, I kind of tried to stay away from that because it felt too like corned beef, Cornisha, like, you know what I mean? I didn't want to be Miss Corny. But then I realized, no, these are like real feelings that we're all feeling and it's real. Like, I don't know how else to describe it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, but I think it like makes people a little scared too because it like, it's so confronting. You know what I mean?
Speaking about confronting, I want to talk to you about some lyrics now, by mm-hmm. the way, because when you're writing Merry-Go-Round, mm-hmm. were there any lyrics that was very hard to write?
I think one that felt the most like, I don't know about like hard to write, but this one line, it goes, with this time I meant to grow. Hold on, why am I blanking on how my song goes now? with this time I meant to grow, yet it's my years to be alive. Somehow I'm here watching the show. So that part I felt the most really like connected to because I felt like it sort of represented the whole vibe of this thing of like I feel like I'm meant to be doing so much and doing things but yet I'm here just sort of witnessing everything go past me type of vibe. And so that, yeah, I feel like that line really sticks out to me.
Going back to some of your earlier work, you released your first single I Think I Love You through the Asians in Music program. Can you tell us a little bit about that program and what it was like working with them to get your first single out?
Yeah. And so I found this program. It was, I think, like promoted on Instagram and they were like, okay, submit your demos. And I was like, okay. So I submitted my little like keyboard finger demo of that song and they got back to me and pretty much they got a few other sort of upcoming Asian artists and essentially they fund you and to create this whole song. So they gave us some writing sessions with some really incredible singers and producers. I worked with Jeff Ong for the songwriting and then I also worked with Christian to make the track. And so they hired out Roundhead Studios, which was absolutely insane to just be in that space. Oh my God, I was so nervous. Yeah, and they pretty much, it was like a mentoring crash course sort of music making experience. It felt like I went to like uni for like that 3 months that we were doing it. Yeah.
Right. And what was it like working with Jeff Ong? Because he was actually one of our first guests on this show.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Jeff was so fun to work with. He is, oh my, because when I met him, he had the long hair and I was like, who is this man with this beautiful, luscious hair? And he is just such an easy like collaborator. Like he was able to really articulate the feelings and the thoughts that I had because sometimes I find it really hard. And so he pretty much came up with these few lines in that song that it's probably like one of my favorite lines in that song. Yeah. And it was just so fun to work with him. Yeah.
Do you think you might collaborate with him on any future releases you might do?
I would love to. Jeff, if you're listening, hello, hit me up. But I know he's also moving to London, so I'm like, gosh.
We did not know that. Did he announce that or something?
He did. He's actually doing like a farewell show in August as well. Yeah, but he's moving, so I feel like, yeah.
I think you should plug yourself in to open.
Yeah, actually.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. I mean, I don't know if they've got already like a full-on thing happening, but...
Just us.
Hey, Jeff, if you're listening and you need an opener, hit me up. Thank you.
And how would you say that Merry-Go-Round and your current songwriting has evolved since you were involved in that program?
It's definitely quite different. Merry-Go-Round... I Think I Love You is definitely more of like a fun pop love song. Merry-Go-Round is a lot more like reflective and sort of like introspective. And I feel like the stuff that I'm writing at the moment feels a little bit more that way. I think just because like love doesn't really feel appropriate for me right now. Like there's nothing going on. So I don't really feel inspired by that. You know what I mean? And so I kind of then go inwards. And so I feel like my songwriting evolved in a way that just, it feels a little bit more mature, I feel like. Yeah.
And going into your songwriting, you know, who are some of the artists or like genres that you look to for inspiration?
For like just in general or this song specifically?
Well, how about both? Like, how about, we'll start off with like maybe this song and then go into like your general songwriting process.
This song was really heavily inspired by, there's this one song by Demi Lovato called Good Place. Do you
I
know
love
it?
That song.
Stop it. Are you a Demi fan
yes,
too?
I am.
Stop. No, literally, she was my bread and butter like growing up. No tea. Yeah.
I feel like if I were to choose between her and Selena.
Oh. Do we have to ask the question?
No.
I mean, love Selena, love Rare Beauty, and that rare disease, as Trisha said. No, no. But yes, that song, Good Place by Demi, was a big inspiration for that one. But in general, I mean, I grew up with, like, the Disney divas. So, like, Ariana, I know she's Nickelodeon, but Ariana, Selena, Demi, Miley, you know, like, all, like that fun pop, Charisse. Oh, my God. Do you remember Pyramid by Charisse?
Our
Please.
Filipino girl. Oh. May she rest in peace.
I know. Come on. Shane Cyrus. Jake Cyrus. That's his new name, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are like, that's my inspirations.
Mm. And earlier you mentioned, you know, you're of Indonesian and Moroccan heritage. Have you ever like yes. tapped into music from either of those two countries?
Yeah. So what was interesting is we sort of tried to incorporate an Indonesian instrument to merry-go-round. So it's nestled in there, which it's like really faint. You can't really hear it, but it's in there. But I would love to kind of play around with some more like instruments from those countries. So I grew up mostly with my Indonesian culture. So I mostly know of that a bit more. And they've got these really unique like wooden instrumental like sounds that I find could be quite interesting.
Is it a gamelan?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God. Love it. This is so cool that I get to talk about these things and you guys like understand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gamelan. Would love to have a gamelan like feature into a song.
Can you tell me like how would you incorporate that in a song? Because I don't know what it is.
How do I describe it? Okay. So it sounds like it's made of wood and it's like hollow and it's like, I don't know how to describe the structure, but essentially you like shake it and it makes like a I don't
like
know
a,
how
like a what?
Like a but essentially it sounds really beautiful. I probably would incorporate it with like it's giving clicker in a way, so I feel like it's a great way to kind of like keep the song moving. You need to hear it after this. I feel like I need to show you.
Yeah.
Absolutely, because I sound crazy.
I also wanted to ask, again, I love asking when artists do stuff like this or considered to do it. Would you consider singing in Indonesian?
Good question. So when I worked with Christian, he was like, I think we should do an Indonesian song together. And I was like, T, I would. The thing is with Indonesian songs, it's so funny. They're so like love ballady type of vibe. I feel like you know what I'm talking about. I feel like naturally it would come really easily just because it's also like one of the musics that I grew up with. You know what I mean? I would love to just do like a song. I feel like it'd be really fun to have one. Yeah.
Do you speak fluent Bahasa?
I do. So my mom only speaks Bahasa. She doesn't like really speak English. So I have to speak Bahasa to her. Yeah.
That's really good to have your heritage still there and not having it to diminish as you grow as in a westernized country.
Yeah, no, I'm really grateful that my mom sort of forced me, I guess, to keep speaking Bahasa because now, you know, I can like speak English and Bahasa. Mm.
And so going forward, like what plans do you have with like Merry-Go-Round? Is that going to be like part of like an EP or maybe a full-length album? Or
right now, Merry-Go-Round just stands as what it is. But I mean, I would love to keep writing music. I am still writing at the moment. I would love to develop an EP and then move on to an album. I don't know. Merry-Go-Round almost seems like this sort of resurgence of like, I feel like this new headspace that I'm in, this new sort of like energy that I'm stepping into, it sort of feels like its own thing for now. But I would love to do something like that in the future.
Are there any artists that you'd like to collaborate with? I think you mentioned like Jeff Ong earlier, but any other Asian artists here in New Zealand?
Oh my God, there's this one girl. I think her name is Dun Dun. She goes by Dun Dun Noodles on Instagram.
We also have her on our show.
Really? Yeah. I've actually never met her in person, but she seems like the most loveliest person, and I know she just released a music video for Pressure Cooker, and I loved her vocals. Yeah. I think we would be able to make something really cute together.
Was she involved in the Asians in Music program as well?
No, not my round. I don't know if she was in another round, but not when I was there.
Well, if you want, we can introduce you guys.
Dun Dun, if you're listening as well, hey girl, love your music.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.